Rawhide Baseball is officially back home as we get ready to turn the calendar to the month of August for the final full month of the regular season. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball, Visalia and Rawhide.com for game one of the six-game series between the Stockton Ports and the Visalia Rawhide. Alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez. And Justin, first off, let's start off last week when the Rawhide were down south at Lake Elsinore at Diamond Stadium. It looked promising at the start of the week. They won game one after that five straight losses.
Yeah, Joey, in that first game, we saw a great performance from Adifi Marte, a four-hit night from him. Hansel Luis had some homers, had a homer of his own. But, Joey, after that first game, the Rawhide really lost their grip of control against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Going into that series, Joey, the Rawhide only won one game out of the last six they played there. And, Joey, just the same happened again in Diamond Stadium. Joey, really a difficult series. We saw the Rawhide have a shutout loss, their third shutout loss of the year, second against the Storm. And then, Joey, after that, they had an 18-5 hit performance where they gave up the most hits in a game this season. So, Joey, the Rawhide have a lot to improve upon. This is the longest losing streak of the season, five games in a row. It's a momentum puller game. They have to win this one.
You got to talk about the gap from the 25th to the 27th. It was a streak where Visalia went 20 straight innings without scoring a run. They got shut out on Friday night. Saturday, it didn't come until the middle innings that the Rawhide put on a run. You cannot afford to lack offenses late in the season.
Yeah, Joey, and some players that need to pick that offense up. We see in the series they had a struggle. Ruben Santana went 2-for-15, only hitting 133. And Anderson Rojas, a speedy base runner, really essential for this offense. He was only 2-for-22, hitting only .091. But yeah, Joey, really a tough series for the Rawhide, and they need to improve.
And then we switch from the offense side to the pitching side. The typical starting pitchers that we're used to seeing, especially Daniel Nunez, a guy who's been dominant all season long, he was kind of non-existent as well on game three of the series. So, I mean, there's lots of different points where you look at. You can't just blame the offense in that ball game because you look at the defense or you look at the pitching staff as well, and they fail to contribute as well.
Yeah, Joey, 100%. You talk about that game with Daniel Nunez. He had that really cool play on the mound to start things off with Leodolis DeVries. But, yeah, Joey, a player that had a sub-2.0 ERA, not really the case in that game as he found some struggles. It was an offensive game where runs went back and forth. If you look at the box score in that game on Wednesday, and looking at it, Joey, yeah, you talk about Daniel Nunez. Well, trouble to find the numbers here right now for the team. But, yeah, Joey, really a tough performance on the mound for him. And we saw that with Casey Anderson as well. Really had some difficulty. Lefties or righties, both of them really had some troubles in that series.
Well, for the first three games of this series, you'll see left-handed pitchers. It was the same last week. Meanwhile, for this week, it will be three straight right-handed pitchers with Nate Savino on the mound to start tonight. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings, and we'll get you ready for first pitch here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Game one of the six-game series coming up next. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night. Good to be back home as we get ready for the beginning of the series. And let's go through the California League standings for the first time tonight.
Yes, Joey, leading things off in the South Division, the Lake Elsinore Storm have an 18-12 record on a five-game win streak. Rancho Cucamonga tied with them in second right now, 18-12 record as well. Visalia dropping down to third now, three games back from first place, a 15-15 record currently in the second half of the season. And Inland Empire, the 66ers, in fourth place on a three-game skid, five games back from first place, Joey.
Visalia on that five-game losing streak is currently the longest active losing streak in all the California League.
Yeah, Joey, the Rawhide in a bit of a rough patch. And taking a look at the North Division as we're facing Stockton, they come in tonight in fourth with an 11-19 record. But on top of the North Division, Joey, San Jose, the Giants have a 20-10 record, and they are five games ahead of anyone else. Modesto, the Nuts, a 15-15 record in second. Fresno, the Grizzlies, an 11-19 record, tied with Stockton at fourth place.
And they like San Jose, the top team, and they're running away with it right now. Visalia, ideally, they'd like to do that. But, Justin, you look at today. Today is game number 96 of 131. Time is quickly slipping away.
Yeah, Joey, passed the halfway point a while ago, and now this is when the team really needs to get that offense grooving. And there's not many series left for you to create some division in the South Division, Joey. Right now, Rawhide only 15-15, currently three games back from first place. They're going to have to get some wins in a row here. Yes, they faced some adversity lately, a long losing streak, but they need to turn that into a winning one.
Yeah, we talk about that. Let's get ready to look at tonight's starting pitchers. We'll start off first with the home team, the Visalia Rawhide, in the form of the left-hander, Nate Savino.
Nate Savino, the 6'3", 210 lefty from Sterling, Virginia, enters tonight on his sixth start of the year, has a 10.45 ERA, no wins on the year so far, and at 10 innings of work, he's given up 15 hits, 18 runs, 12 earned runs, 10 strikeouts and 13 walks.
It'll be a matchup of two guys from the eastern side of the United States. Meanwhile, for the Stockton Ports, it'll be their right-hander, Steven Acevedo. He is 0-3 with a 5.36 ERA. He's 72nd overall pick in last year's MLB draft, and he decided to pass up on his commitment to the University of Florida. He struck out 44 batters so far here in 2024. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch and starting lineup. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the Valley Live app, the MILB app as well. And as you can all season long, you can listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Joe Gonzalez, Justin Brown with you for this 9-inning matchup from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll talk soon. around the corner as a Northern Division opponent, the Stockton Ports, arrive in downtown Visalia for game one of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Stockton Ports. Onside Justin Brown, I'm Joe Gonzalez, and happy to be with you for the series opener. And Justin, as we get ready to hop on the air, let's go through the starting lineups for the first time tonight.
Yes, Joey, leading things off for the Stockton Ports is Derek Salum, the third baseman. Batting second is the DH Clark Elliott. At three is going to be shortstop Miles Naylor. Batting cleanup tonight is TJ Schofield Sam, the second baseman. Batting fifth is Darlin Montero, the first baseman. Batting sixth is the catcher Mario Gomez. At seven is right fielder Nelson Beltran. At eight is Joseph Gonzalez, the center fielder. And batting ninth is B.J. Cook, the left fielder.
That's starting lineups here for the Stockton Ports. Meanwhile, for the Visalia Rawhide, it is a southpaw, Nate Savino, on the mound. Nate Savino, the left-hander, will be three straight left-handers for this Visalia Rawhide club. It'll be Nate Savino, followed by Wilkin Prades and Adonis Perez before we get to the weekend. Casey Anderson, Daniel Nunez, and Denny LoRondo. Derek Salum will get ready to step up to the plate, and we are about set to go here on this Tuesday night. Stockton in their navy blue uniforms, Visalia in their home pinstripes. First pitch on the way. And that one is low for ball one, 1-0. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. That pitch will go in there for a strike, and the count will now move to 1-1. Last time we saw Nate Savino this past Tuesday against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Justin, that was the longest outing of the season for Nate Savino as he went four innings of work.
Yeah, Joey, in that game, he gave up four hits, two runs, two walks, and only dished out three punch-outs, looking to have some improvement in his performance from last week.
2-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into right field, racing backwards as a right fielder, Angel Ortiz. Just in front of the warning track, he's able to be there for the grab. And there's one down here in the inning.
Yeah, we saw Angel Ortiz have some difficulties in right field and Diamond Stadium for the last few games, but really improving it now. Looking at the numbers of Nate Savino, five games so far, 10.45 ERA in a 10 and a third inning of work, and had given up 10 strikeouts, 13 walks, one home run, and 15 hits.
So there are the numbers for Nate Savino. The pitch on the way to Clark Elliott, and that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Clark Elliott enters the ball game batting .279. Three home runs and 16 RBIs as that pitch is fouled backwards, and the count is now 1-1. Nate Savino in the last outing, it was a ball game where Visalia won, final score 9-7, and combined 16 runs. And in the four games that the Rawhide have pulled off a victory, they've scored seven or more runs, so expect a highly offensive game for the Rawhide to pull off victory here tonight. But a swing and a miss right here for Elliott. And the first strikeout of the ball game here for Nate Savino.
Good confidence boost there for Nate Savino. We talked about how many runs he's given up early on in ball games. He's given up 13 runs so far in the first inning in his season so far with the Rawhide.
So now Miles Naylor will get ready to step up to the plate with two down. The pitch on the way. A big swing and a miss here, and the count will move to 0-1. Miles Naylor batting .207. Nine home runs and 44 RBIs. Naylor, a guy that has that home run pop. Ground ball to the right side, however. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Demetrio Crisantes. It's tossed to first base in time, and it is a three-up, three-down inning for Nate Savino in the top half of the first inning. We move to the bottom half of the first, where we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time tonight. Stockton 0 by Salia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Yancel Luis, we get ready to step up to the plate. First pitch on the way from Steven Acevedo, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Yancel Luis, Christopher Tureen, Demetrio Crisantes. We'll go through the rest of the lineup here in just a moment. As Luis way out in front of that one, the count's now 0-2.
Yancel Luis had a very impressive series. Now he leads the team with 6 home runs.
Swing and a miss right there, and there's one down here in the inning. And let's go through the starting batting order for the Rawhide tonight.
Yeah, Joey leading things off. Yancel Luis, the third baseman at 2, will be Christopher Tureen, the shortstop. Batting third is Demetrio Crisantes, the second baseman. Batting cleanup is the right fielder Angel Ortiz. Batting fifth, it's the top prospect, Drew Jones. Batting 6th, Kenny Castillo. Batting 7th, Anderson Rojas. Batting 8th, Jackson Feltner. And at 9, Ruben Santana.
Starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Live Health Online lets you visit a doctor through computer, tablet, or smartphone. This one popped up on the right side. The first baseman will call it off. He'll be there for the grab. And there's now 2 quick outs in the inning. Reminder, starting the lineup brought to you by Anthem. So it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. And Demetrio, ever since he was added to Visalia since the middle of June, Justin and I have been talking so much high praises with him. This is a guy that's batting .357.
Yeah, Joey, a real good player on this team, especially in the second half of the season. He's had multiple, 12 actual multi-hit games for the team so far.
1-0 pitch on the way. That one is downstairs for ball 2, 2-0. Demetrio Crisantes, we talk about his numbers, .357, 4 home runs and 17 RBIs here in 2024. But the pitch from Acevedo is a swing and a miss, and the count is now 2-1.
Yeah, Joey, Demetrio, we talked about how good his numbers are, hitting .357 on the year. Last series, a bit of a struggle, hitting .238, but that's still good.
That pitch on the way, that one is in there for strike number 2. And Crisantes has continued to just be a leader offensively for this Rawhide team. It's typically him and Yancel Luis providing the offensive momentum. 2-2 pitch on the way to Crisantes. He grounds that one off to the left side. I mean, you look at the numbers in the month of July, you look at hitting against right-handers. I mean, typically, Crisantes is the top 3 on those leaderboards.
Yeah, Joey, in the month of July, leading the team, hitting .325, also leads with 15 RBIs and 3 homers. This guy is the month of July.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch on the way. That one's downstairs for ball 3, 3-2.
Always. Demetrio is a player that allows pitchers to get pretty nervous. You know, if you throw one high in the zone, he could take advantage of it. 3 homers in the month of July. He leads the team with pop.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. The pitch from Acevedo to Crisantes, and that one is fouled off to the right side. And he's also been a guy who's contributed in late-game scenarios, already 2 walk-off home runs here this season. 3 balls, 2 strikes, no outs. And 2 outs, should say. And the pitch on the way to Crisantes. And swing and a miss downstairs. Strike 3. And Steven Acevedo follows up the performance from Nate Tavino. 3 up, 3 down. A pair of strikeouts in the inning for the Rawhide offense. And we're through 1 inning of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Stockton 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
The keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander.
or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of the second inning, and batting here in inning number two, Darlin Montero, B.J. Cook, Mario Gomez. A pitch on the way from Nate Savino, and that one is outside for ball number one. 1-0. Darlin Montero batting .249, three home runs and 17 RBIs here in 2024, and that pitch is on the outside corner, is in there for a strike. 1-1.
Yeah, Joey, in the month of July so far, Montero only six RBIs, but yeah, he's a guy that likes to bring some runs in.
Pitch on the way from Nate Savino, and that one unable to be held onto by Kenny Castillo, so the count will now move to 2-1. Montero glancing back at the home plate umpire, Theo Arnett. You know, the first base umpire for today's ball game, Larry Pettis. First time we've seen this group of umpires ump a Rawhide game this season. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Savino, and that one is fouled directly backwards. Game number 96 of the season here for Visalia in 2024. 96 of 131. The pitch from Savino, and that one is outside. But Justin, already early in this ballgame, there seems to be a lot more accuracy and precision so far from Nate Savino to begin this ballgame.
Yeah, Joey, he's leading these counts really well. He's starting off with two strikes in the zone before he throws the ball, so getting well in the count.
And you see him continue to target that outside corner, as that one unable to be held onto on the outside corner by Darlin Montero. He fouls it out of play.
I mean, this team can strike out a lot. They're fourth in the Cal League compared to Visalia. They're only eighth in strikeouts.
1-2 pitch on the way from Savino. That one misses outside for ball two, 2-2.
See that pitch get away there. And that breaking ball, you can't lose control of it if it goes outside. If he had a runner on, he could advance. So try and keep control of the zone.
Hey, you see already three straight pitches that Nate Savino trying to target that outside corner and trying to get Montero to chase for the third and final time. 2-2 pitch on the way. And that one is grounded off to the right side and foul.
We saw a lot of this in that Lake Elsinore series, Joey. Batters really good at keeping pitches away and fouling them off until they find the one they like. And Montero, someone that can do that as well. Skilled hitters know how to do that.
Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Nate Savino, get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. This one's grounded off to the right side. And one major kind of focus point we talked about during that Lake Elsinore series, it was a Storm team who is first in the Cal League and walked, and that's why his preserved ability to foul off pitches.
Yeah, Joey, very good at-bats, that Storm team.
Two balls, two strikes, and no outs. Both teams looking for their first hit of the ball game. And ball boy a little late to get to that pitch right there, so I'll have to reset the pitch clock right here. There's a ball boy running over to the first base dugout. Two balls, two strikes, and no outs. Nate Savino will get ready for the pitch and the deal. Montero tries to go into left field. Racing over is Anderson Rojas. Shades on and the glove on the ball. He's able to make the grab, and Savino has sat down the first four batters of the ball game as we get ready to go through the Rawhide starting defense.
So he's suiting up at catcher is Kenny Castillo at first base, Ruben Santana at second, Demetrio Cresantes at short is Christopher Torin, at third is Hansel Luis, at left is Anderson Rojas, at center Drew Jones, at right Angel Ortiz, and at DH is Jackson Feltner.
That's the starting defense for your Visalia Rawhide. B.J. Cook will step up to the plate, tries to lay down a bunt, and that one is fouled directly backwards. Count is now 0-1. There's another look at the Rawhide starting defense. Drew Jones back in center field. Anderson Rojas, we've seen him move all over the place so far this season. They play him over in left field. No one pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-1.
This is a player on the Ports team that's looking to improve on road games so far. In his 38 at-bats, he only has 5 hits on the year, so only hitting 132 on the road.
That pitch is inside for ball two, 2-1. Justin mentioned that 130 batting average on the road so far as a season in whole. B.J. Cook batting 200 with 2 home runs and 10 RBIs on the season. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards, so the count will move to 2-2.
Yeah, Joey, a lot of these players having some difficulty on the road so far. You have 8 players hitting below 200 so far this season on the road.
You talk about this team that's playing the way they performed on the road. They are 17-23 when outside of Banner Island Ballpark. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards.
And Joey, this Stockton team, I mean, they had some difficulty in the first half of the season right now. 37 wins, that's actually tied with Inland Empire. But for a while, Joey, Stockton had the most losses in the Cal League.
And you talk about both teams that are stuck at 37 wins at the moment. They have one less game than Inland Empire due to that rainout that infected a majority of the California League in the first full week of the regular season.
Yeah, I'd like to see that rain now, wouldn't we, Joey?
Yeah, it's been a dry season so far. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's a pitch from Savino. And that pitch is fouled directly backwards.
A bit cooler today, Joey, 97 degrees compared to the 115 we faced here 4th of July weekend. But right now, 12-mile-per-hour winds pushing towards the northwest.
Yeah, not too bad of weather here on this Tuesday night. Don't get too comfortable with it, though, and it will heat up as the week rolls on. Payoff pitch on the way. That one's fouled off to the right side.
So again, Savino in a full count. Been impressive performance for him so far in controlling the first inning of work. We've seen him have some struggles. 12 runs given up in the first inning so far this season.
Nate Savino, a guy who's lowered the ERA on the road, a 6.0 ERA on the road through 9 innings of work, trying to get back to that here, trying to get that ERA down at home. Payoff pitch on the way. That one is fouled off to the right side.
And Joey, that ERA got really high at home when it was his first game, I believe. It was on June 21st against Lake Elsinore. We saw him give up 4 runs in that game. So trying to lower down that number, and he's gradually gotten into it, but hasn't been having the largest sample size so far.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs. Strike 3 called. B.J. Cook grabbed the bat. He was ready down to sprint down the first base line, and instead he takes it right at the Stockton letters across the chest for the second strikeout of the ball game for Nate Savino. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate insurance agent Abraham.
Yeah, what a heartbreaking pitch there. B.J. Cook halfway across to first base, then has to look down to the ground. Unfortunate call for him, and back to the dugout he goes.
So now you got Mario Gomez stepping up to the plate, and now that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Gomez not necessarily a guy who's going to be swinging for the fences in this ball game. A guy who enters the day batting 286 with no home runs and an RBI. 1 ball, no strikes, 1 away. Nate Savino looking for 6 straight batters retired right here. 2-0 with 2 away. Here's the pitch. And that one is outside for ball 3, 3-0.
Yeah, Mario Gomez only playing 3 games so far with the Ports this season. But in those 3 games so far, 1 RBI and 3 hits for him. And one of them was a double.
3 balls, no strikes with 2 away. Nate Savino will stare down Mario Gomez. Here's the pitch. And that one's on the inside corner for strike number 1.
It'll be impressive to see how Savino does today. It's his first time playing Stockton on the year. And we talk about that series in the beginning of April. Only 1 win for the Rawhide there.
3-1 pitch on the way. That one is downstairs for ball 4. So it'll be the first walk of the ballgame for Stockton. And it'll bring him Nelson Beltran to the plate.
And Joe, we saw last game when he was playing against Lake Elsinore in Diamond Stadium, he gave up two walks there in his four innings of work. So try to have composure here. Don't want to have to give too many runs up.
So now we'll have a mound visit here for the first time in this ballgame. The mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. The pitching coach for this week will be Matt Herges. He's the pitching coach for Tyler Mark. He'll be out for the week. He'll be returning to the Rawhide clubhouse when the Rawhide go up north to play the Modesto Nuts next week.
Now, Joey, how fun is it to watch the Rawhide play North Divisions? You don't get to see this every day.
Yeah, especially late in the season, a chance to play some teams outside the division as you get ready for that late stretch, with the most important part coming up over the next couple weeks when the Rawhide play 12 games over their next last few trips. As that one popped up on the right side, Ruben Santana diving to make the play. He lost it initially, but the recovery is excellent, and Ruben Santana prevents that one from hitting the infield grass, and we're through an inning and a half here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Stockton 0, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on LRT's. We'll lead things off here in the bottom half of the second inning. On LRT's, Drew Jones and Kenny Castillo. The pitch on the way from Steven Acheverria, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. On LRT's, batting 286, four home runs and 31 RBIs. On this occasion, on LRT's, watch that one miss outside for ball 2-1. Acheverria signed for $3 million as the 72nd overall pick in last year's MLB draft. Originally committed to the University of Florida, however, he would be drafted straight out of high school in his playing time out in New Jersey. Three balls and a strike with no outs. Acheverria will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch. And Angel Ortiz lifts that one into left field. He'll drop in for a base hit. He'll round first. He'll look at second. He'll hold up there. And Visalia is the first team with a hit in this ball game. First hit of the game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special.
Ooh.
Great hit there by Angel Ortiz. We saw him in that Storm series on a game where the Rawhide were shut out. He was the only one that went 2-for-2. But, yeah, Joey, Angel Ortiz, someone that can get this offense moving, and now you have the top prospect at the plate.
They got Drew Jones getting ready to step up to the plate. A 3-1 pitch on the way from Acheverria, and that one is outside for ball number one, 1-0. Dexter Jones batting .276, 5 home runs and 43 RBIs on the season. One of 4 top 10 prospects in the Diamondbacks organization on this Rawhide club. As Justin mentioned, Drew Jones, a top prospect for this Rawhide team, coming in at the number 3 spot. 1 ball, 1 strike with no outs. Yonsei Luis, 6. Christopher Torin, 7. Ruben Santana, 10. 1-1 on the way, and that one's upstairs and in there for a strike 1-2.
Yeah, Joey Jones did good things against the Storm. Hit above 300, hit .333. Had 2 RBIs in that series. And also got on base a lot. 5 walks, had him tied for first with Yonsei Luis.
1-2 pitch on the way to Drew Jones, and that one's a swing and a miss upstairs, and he'll be rung up for the first out of the inning. And bring up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Look at Steven Acevera. Justin, let's look at his numbers.
Here's Joey on the air so far. Steven Acevera looking at his career numbers with the Ports for the year of 2024. 3 losses and in 14 games had a 5.36 ERA, 44 Ks on the air, and 26 walks.
Ground ball up the middle, a chance to turn 2-6-4-3, inning-ending double play. And despite the hit from Angel Ortiz, Kenny Castillo will ground into the twin-killing DP. We're through 2 innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 0, Port 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app. And getting ready to step up to the plate is the second baseman, number 3, Elvis Rijo. Pitch on the way from Nate Savino. That one is downstairs for ball 1, 1-0. Nate Savino continues to work in the windup where he's been comfortable at so far to begin this ball game. The pitch upstairs to Rijo, and that one is in there for strike number 2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and no outs. Here's the pitch from Savino. This one's grounded over to the second base side. It'll be fielded by Dimitro Grisantes. He'll take a little hop step before his throw, and the completion of first base is in time. There's one down here in the inning.
Nate Savino doing good things so far. His pitches staying low, grounding into simple plays in the infield. Nate Savino getting some improvement from last game, where he already gave up 4 hits and 2 runs within the first 3 innings of work.
So now here, 2 1/3 innings of work, and pitches inside, trying to lay down a bunt is Joseph Rodriguez, and that one ends up hitting the bat, so be fouled backwards for strike number 1.
And we'll take a look at that replay soon to see where it got him. But walking off, grimacing in pain, not a good place to be hit by a pitch. Let's see here.
We tried to lay down the bunt. It sounded like it made contact with the wood. Here's a look at the replay right here. And he pulls it back in. Hard to tell if that one hits the shaft of the bat or if that one hits him on the wrist.
It's hard to tell, Joey. We've seen this as of late. Last week, Jacob Campbell gets hit with a pitch on the knuckles. This time, hard to tell if it's on the wrist. He really just ducks into it, you see, and it's really hard to tell where that pitch goes.
There was in real speed there, and I mean, I don't know if that – I mean, he went down, as you mentioned, in pain as soon as the pitch went inside, so I don't think that's any sort of acting right there.
No, not indeed. Yeah, tough hit there. We'll see if he decides to stay in the game.
And I think that could just kind of be the shock of the way that he's holding the bunt. He gets hit in the shaft of the bat, and it kind of recoils on him and hits him in the wrist.
You see, when he goes lower here, that pitch might, it seems it hits the part of his wrist, maybe the front or the top of his hand.
And now that pitch swung on and missed 0-2, and you got to imagine after getting some shock to the wrist like that, hands are not nearly as quick as they are when he first steps up to the plate. The 0-2 pitch on the way, that one's upstairs for ball one.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, your grip on the bat might feel different. Everything might feel different. You don't want to get hit in the hands. Those are very valuable assets to every baseball player.
1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So Joseph Rodriguez will strike out. It'll be the second out of the inning.
I believe that's the third strikeout for Nate Savino. And Joey, looking at last game, that's all he had in four innings of work. That was a career high for him so far with the Rawhide. And Joey, we're looking good here in the second inning of work. Already hit those numbers.
Yeah, career high at the moment with those three punch outs. The pitch on the way, and that one is inside for strike number one. You talk about his time in the ACL as well. He had just one other three strikeout game, and that was on June 20th. And now this ball is grounded over to third, where Yonsel Luis will field cleanly. The toss to first base, Ruben Santana shows off the stretching, and he's able to make the grab in time, and it's a second three-up, three-down inning for Nate Savino in the ball game. We are through 2.5 at Valley Strong Ballpark, Stockton 0, Visalia 0. You're watching All-Hide Baseball on the MILB app.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's
making it happen. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the third inning, and Anderson Rojas will lead things off. First pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1.
So Anderson Rojas, one of those players that had struggles last series, 2-for-22, really needs to pick that up here tonight.
That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-2. Maybe Anderson Rojas, Jackson Feltner, Ruben Santana, 7, 8, and 9. The pitch on the way from Acheverria, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-2.
Anderson Rojas, someone you want on base with no outs on the board. 27 stolen bases. That's second in the California League.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and foul tipped. It goes off the body of Mario Gomez. Justin talked about that speed from Anderson Rojas. It's a guy that you can get him on base, and he can definitely punish you.
Yeah, Joey, and he can do the same thing on defense with his speed as well. Someone that can always get out there, a very reliable outfielder for the Rawhide.
Great outfielder, great infielder as well. He can play almost practically any base on the field. Last year we saw him a lot in center field when Drew Jones went down with the injury. He was gone for majority of last season. Alvin Guzman, last year's Rawhide center fielder, the pitch on the way downstairs. Alvin Guzman missed time as well with an upper body injury, and Anderson Rojas slid into center field last year, and he ate up a lot of games due to that speed.
Yeah, Joey, he's defended his spot in the outfield and really done well this season.
Three balls, two strike pitch on the way, and Anderson Rojas will foul that one off to the left side.
So let's see how the Rawhide perform in a full count here in this game. We talked about how other teams fouling off pitches to find the one they want. Anderson Rojas, he's flied out multiple times before in recent games. See if he can find more control of the zone.
Payoff pitch on the way. Rojas will ground this one to the right side. And it'll be fielded by the first baseman, Nick Schwartz. Underhand toss to Acheverria for out number one. Jackson Feltner will get ready to step up to the plate, and we go through the starting defense for the Stockton Ports.
Yes, at catcher is Mario Gomez. At first base, Nick Schwartz. At second, Elvis Rijo. At short, Miles Naylor. At third, Derek Salom. At left field, B.J. Cook. At center, Joseph Rodriguez. At right, Nelson Beltran. And at center fielder, D.H., Darlin Montero.
Now we get ready for the pitch to Jackson Feltner. He'll take that one in there for a strike 0-1. Feltner gets the day off from the infield as he bats as Rawhide DH for this ball game. Here's a pitch from Acheverria, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1.
Yeah, we saw him playing three games in that series against Lake Elsinore, and he only hit 167, 1-for-6 at his at-bats.
Jackson Feltner, a guy batting 259 on the season, 5 home runs, and 29 RBIs. That is the second most by a Rawhide player. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here's a pitch from Acheverria, and that one is right down the middle, strike three. Feltner knew it as well, two down here in the inning.
Seeing a really good defense in this game, Joey, really opposite of what we saw last series, some explosive offensive games. We're getting up there in the double digits of runs, but pitches just like that, low and inside the zone, can keep any batter looking. Jackson Feltner goes down looking on that one.
Combined for already 7 strikeouts in this ball game. Here's the deal to Ruben Santana, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0.
So we talked about Santana as well in the pregame, 2-for-15 last series, only hitting 133. Joey, a lot of hitters last series had some difficulties, so this is a game for them to prove that they can improve.
10th-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-0. Ruben Santana, guy batting 207 with 2 home runs and 31 RBIs here on the year. 2-0 with two-way. Acheverria gets ready for the deal. Here's the pitch, and Santana will foul that one off to the right side. The count is now 2-1. Steven Acheverria gets ready to dig in on the rubber once again. He's had a strikeout in the first 3 innings of work. 2-1 pitch on the way. And Ruben will watch that one miss just below the knees for ball three, 3-1. 3 balls and a strike with 2 away. Visalia just 1 hit in this ballgame. It occurred in inning number 2. 3-1 pitch on the way. Grounded back up the middle. Acheverria with the grab. He'll throw it underhand over to first base in time. And it's a 3-up, 3-down inning here in the bottom of the third. When we come back, Justin Brown will take us through the middle innings, 4, 5, and 6. Visalia 0, Stockton 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, visaliarawhide.com.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4444. 4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort Way.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Leading things off for the Stockton Ports will be Nick Schwartz. In the game so far, he's 0-for-1, and due up after him will be Miles Naylor. And we have also Montero due up as well, Darlin Montero. First pitch down and inside for ball one, 1-0 count now. So Joey, Nate Savino's had some better work here in this game so far. He's retired a lot of batters. How have you done so far in this game?
Yeah, I mean, Nick Savino's looked real well so far.
So that one's hit out in the outfield right there. It's Drew Jones picking that one up, and a good single going for extra bases there to Crisantes. Does he make the tag in time? And he's out. Going for extra bases there is Schwartz, and he's caught trying to go for second.
Yeah, Nick Schwartz, that one drops into left center field, and you see him try to stretch it into two, and he forced Drew Jones to make that throw. He places it as perfectly as he can, places it to the right shoulder of Demetrio Crisantes. All he has to do is bring down the glove, and he's right there for the tag.
Yes, Joey, talk about Demetrio Crisantes all season being good on outfield as that one's high and upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now for Miles Naylor. Naylor so far in the ball game. Strikeout so far and flied out earlier. But Joey, so far, Miles Naylor on the year hitting 207, 9 home runs, 44 RBIs. That one's outside for ball two. 2-0 count now. See Savino winds and deals. That one's hit up into center field. See if Drew Jones can get to that one. And that one bounces, hits the wall, and it's going for extra bases. All the way to second is Miles Naylor. And Joey, just a big power at bat there for Miles Naylor.
And Miles Naylor bringing some of the pop that his older two brothers have here to the plate. We've seen the 9 home runs on the season already, and this time he drops it into left center field. Drew Jones unable to make the grab, but a good job quickly getting it in to prevent a triple.
Yeah, Joey, and as we see, a lot of those hits onto the bats of Nate Savino's pitches. Maybe these batters are getting more looks at the zone as we see Darlin Montero up to bat now for the Ports.
Yeah, we talk about Nate Savino, longest outing, 4 innings of work, and he'll get ready to tie that up if he can find a way to get out of this inning right here.
That one's outside, getting away on the wild pitch. We see Naylor advance to third, and off that wild pitch for Savino, and Joey, the pressure now on Savino in this inning.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a ball game so far where you entered inning number 4 without allowing a hit. All of a sudden, you have back-to-back and a runner 90 feet away from scoring, and it was a ball game in the first 3 innings where Visalia's in control, and then all of a sudden you look, and now you have to have the infield play in, and Stockton trying to get on board for the first time tonight.
Yeah, the Rawhide looking for a double play here. 1-0 count for Montero. This one outside for ball two. 2-0 count now for Montero. So a lot of pressure on the Rawhide defense here. Haven't had a lot of base runners, 2 hits given up so far. And Nate Savino, you mentioned, had control in this game. 3 strikeouts so far. That's a career high for him. 2-0 count. We see Savino take a time here with that pitch. Gets the nod from his catcher. He's winding. See what pitch he decides here. Probably low for a double play. That one's upstairs. Nice strike in the zone. 3-1 count now for Montero.
I see the infield play in. Ready for the play at home, but likely expect just to throw it first on any play on the ground.
3-1 here is upstairs. Apologize there. It's going to be 2-1 the count. We have some delay on our video board here. Scoreboard 3-1 the count now for Savino. Spino winding, deals to Montero. That one swung on, a ground ball to Crisantes, and a simple underhand throw to Santana at first. Keeps the runner at third. Two down now for the Rawhide.
That's exactly why you bring the infield in on that type of play. It was a slow roller. If you wanted, Miles Naylor could have gone home. He does have the speed to come home, but Demetrio Crisantes charges in, looks over at third base, realizes nobody's coming home, and at that point you can kind of relax a little bit more and slow down your throw to first base in time.
Yeah, Crisantes, we talked about the impact he's made offensively, also made great moves defensively as well. So B.J. Cook steps up to bat. Takes that one, first one swinging, 0-1 count for him in this game so far. B.J. Cook, he's just struck out against Nate Savino, looking to bring Naylor home from third. So an 0-1 count now for B.J. Cook. Nate Savino winds and deals. That one's upstairs and outside for ball one. 1-1 count now here for B.J. Cook.
And you talk about B.J. Cook, not a whole lot of the sample size that we've liked to mention so far this season, but looking for an RBI opportunity right here.
Swinging there, big strike two. 1-2 count now here for Savino.
And Savino looking really good as well. That was pitch number 60. And as the season's starting to go on, they're starting to allow him to have more pitches. And right there goes downstairs, and B.J. Cook unable to catch up to it.
You see a pitcher take time there, but yes, Joey, he has improved so far. Only joining the team since June 21st. So Nate Savino on the mound, wind and deals. The 1-2 count, swing and a miss. Big strikeout there for Nate Savino. And that will put the inning to a close. Rawhide have one hit in the inning, leave a runner on third, and it's a scoreless inning. Still 0-0 in this ballgame as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Don't go anywhere. You listen to Rawhide Baseball here on ViceroyRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here as we enter the bottom of the fourth. Due up for the Rawhide will be Hansel Luis, Christopher Torin, and Demetrio Crisantes. 1-2-3, due up for the Hyde. Acevedo deals there. That one is low and outside for ball one to Hansel Luis. So, Joey, this is a player that's done great things all season, now leads the team with 100 hits. That one swung on and missed. 1-1 count now for Luis.
Yeah, he's only one of two players in the California League with 100 hits here in 2024. The other player, Modesto's Aiden Smith.
As that one's hit straight into center field and diving for it there. Big catch by the center fielder, Joseph Rodriguez.
A nice grab there by Joseph Rodriguez out in left center field. You see a good hit by Yancel, but Rodriguez is able to cover the ground.
Yeah, Yancel Luis, someone that likes to hit out into center field, but Joseph Rodriguez, a good diving play there for the Stockton Port, brings up Christopher Torin now to bat. So Acevedo seen good success so far against the Rawhide hitting. Let's see what he can do here. That one's outside for ball one. 1-0 count now for Torin.
Christopher Torin, he's been a guy that's been very patient at the plate so far here in 2024. 58 walks, it's fourth most in the league.
And Joey leads the team with 58 walks as that one's high and upstairs for strike one. So 1-1 count now for him.
Taurine, someone that likes to get on base, as you mentioned, leads the team with 58 walks. The 1-1 year, low and outside for ball two, 2-1 count now for Taurine.
Yeah, Taurine showed off his patience. He had a three-walk game out of Lake Elsinore last week, but he also does have to pop three home runs on the season as well.
2-1 count here is the low and outside for 3-1. So 3-1 count now for the Rawhide. Let's see if the Rawhide can take advantage of this hitter's count here. See Acevero get the pitch selection with this catcher. He winds and deals. That one's inside for strike two. Full count now here for Taurine.
Yeah, Christopher Taurine last week, a three-hit week, 3-for-20, including a lone hit in his ball game on Sunday where he had a single and a walk.
Yeah, Christopher Taurine, someone that's hitting so far against righties this year, 240. So let's see what he can do in a 3-2 count here. One out on the board. Rawhide down. Rawhide tied 0-0. So that one's fouled back and away. Sorry for saying that. Scoreless affair here in Valley Strong Ballpark. And a good crowd on deck, Joey. It's Tuesday night baseball. It feels good here. 91 degrees. It's a lot cooler than recent weeks.
Yeah, a lot cooler. Pretty similar temperatures to Lake Elsinore. So hopefully you and I brought it back.
Take a look at the fans. There's that one. It's high and upstairs for ball four. Christopher Taurine now make it 59 walks on the year. Leads the Rawhide in getting on base from ball four counts.
Hey, good job there, and especially with the way this offense has been as of lately, struggling to score runs over the last half a week, you would like to get runners on base as much as possible.
Yes, Joe, we saw Angel Ortiz get on base earlier with a single. Now Christopher Taurine. Let's see if the Rawhide can learn to take advantage of it as Demetrio Crisantes comes up to plate now. So the pickoff attempt at first for Acevera is no good, and Taurine gets back there in time, so keeping an eye on that first base bag as Crisantes is at the plate. Acevera winds and deals to Crisantes, swinging him. That one's a ground inbound going to double play, a 4-6-3 double play right there to close out the inning for the Ports. For the Rawhide, one walk, no runs, no hits, and one left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Don't go anywhere. A scoreless affair here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop. Have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we go into the top of the fifth inning. Montero Gomez at the plate. So Mario Gomez on the year so far, 286, and in this ball game, 0-for-1 so far. He's facing the 1-0 count. And only a three-game sample size for Gomez on the season, as that one's high and upstairs for ball two, so 2-0 count now for Gomez.
Well, Justin, longest outing of the season so far for Nate Savino. Four innings of work over his last outing, just one out away from a new career high.
As that one's popped back and away. Now 2-1 count for Mario Gomez. You talk about Nate Savino making his longest debut so far of the season. Seen a lot of improvement from him. And Joey trying to do what he did last game, only allowing two runs. Right now it's even better. No runs on the board. Gomez looking at that one. That one's outside for ball three. 3-1 count now here for Savino.
Savino started off after being drafted out of Virginia. He had some injuries that he had to work through, did not play in the 2022 season. So 2024 has definitely been that first look at since his time with the Cavaliers.
So that one swung on right into right field, a liner towards Angel Ortiz. And he's stopping at first. Mario Gomez with a nice single there in this ballgame now gets his first hit of the night.
Abraham Nelson Beltran to the plate, but you see a nice piece of hitting. Is able to turn on the inside pitch. You look at the replay right here, inside corner, and is able to rip it through the right side of the infield.
Now the Ports looking to get something going here. One runner on, and Nelson Beltran stepping up to the plate. See Nate Savino now in his last two innings of work, pitching with a runner on base. Let's see how he can do here. Wines and deals. That one's downstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now for Beltran.
I already see Stockton with three hits over the last two innings now. One here in the fifth, one in the fourth inning, trying to start to pick things up against Nate Savino.
Offense gears are grinding for the Stocks, and that one catches a piece on that pitch there inside, hitting Beltran. We'll see on the replay on where it got a piece of him, but now two runners on for Nate Savino.
Yeah, pitch likely just held too long on the fingertips here, getting stuck to the top, to the edge of the fingertips right here, and you see he just holds on too hard, goes inside, hits just below the kneecap, and runners on first and second.
And just below the knee on the upper part of the calf, not a good place to get hit, but now a runner on, no outs on the board, and you bring up at the bat Elvis Rijo. So Elvis Rijo so far in this game got hit by a pitch earlier. We see a meeting on the mound, and D. Gardner be coming out, so we have a pitching change. Don't go anywhere. Nate Savino's appearance on the mound comes to a close, but it's still a scoreless affair as we are still here in the top of the fifth inning. Rawhide Baseball right here on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community.
Welcome back to the top of the fifth inning. We have a pitching change here brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Benny Olentano on the mound. As Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years, make sure your home is a pest-free zone. That one gets away, and you see both the runners advance on a wild pitch from Penny Olentano. But, Joey, that is not the way you want to start your appearance on the mound.
Yeah, Olentano checks into the ballgame and throws the pitch high, so not only does it advance a runner, it advances both runners in its scoring position. We saw runners in scoring position in the last inning. However, Savino able to work out of it. How can Atano recover right here?
It'll be very interesting to see, Joey. So one ball is the count so far. The 1-0 swung on and fouled off to the right side. So, yes, Joey, you see the Sports get their offense in the best position in the ball game so far. Now you got two runners on, one in scoring position, no outs on the board. So Penny Altano throws the 1-1. That one swung and a miss there. So two strikes now for at the plate is Riho. So Riho, we've seen him so far in this at-bat. A little bit of a longer one. We saw a pitching change there. One wild pitch behind him. Now runners advance, and we'll see how Atano can get him off the mound. But Kenny Castillo got words to say with Atano.
Yeah, it looks like just trying to calm down Penny Altano here. You're getting placed into a jam sort of situation. So the more veteran Kenny Castillo try to tell Altano, take a deep breath before the pitch.
Yeah, take a deep breath there. We'll see if it works. That one's popped up and fouled back. So now two straight foul back pitches for Riho. So Riho, one of these players on the team that we didn't know were going to be in the lineup. Last minute changes for the Ports as he makes his way at the plate. Swings that ground ball, chopping around. And that one's going to be marked foul. So don't worry about that one. All the runners go right back to their places. But Joey, we'll see if the Ports can get something going here. This is the best position on the field they've had all day.
Yeah, you got two runners in scoring position, and right there initially off the bat looked a little dangerous. There's the numbers for Penny Altano. No decisions so far. A 2.08 ERA, 12 strikeouts, and 3 walks for Altano.
So Altano is someone that got added to the team recently. July 1st, he got activated for the Rawhide. One of these second-half additions, we've seen Demetrio Crisantes, one of those offensive ones, and we talk about players like Eric Dominguez and Penny Altano on the mound as he throws that 1-2. That one's in the dirt for another ball, so 2-2 count now for Riho.
Yeah, you talk about some of the additions. Not a whole lot of transaction as of lately. They've mainly been on the pitching side. You talk about Penny Altano, Eric Dominguez, Jorge Mangetti, some of the more recent names.
Joey, a lot of new additions to this team. Is that one's ground ball to Hansel Luis, Luis de Santana at first, and that one is the first out of the play, but the pinch allows a run to score, so now the Ports on the board first with that sack play.
Yeah, with only one down right there, or no outs right there, you get a ground ball over to third. Yancel Luis is just trying to get the easy out of over at first base. A good job by Luis staring down Beltran over at second, forcing him to go back. You get the throw to first base. However, Stockton takes first lead of the night.
Yeah, showing now Joseph Rodriguez up to bat. He sees that one upstairs for strike one. 0-1 count now for him. We see Joseph Rodriguez last inning at an RBI. We look at last inning, a strikeout for him. So trying to find some success. Struck out against Savino. Let's see what he can do against Atano. That one swing and a miss. 0-2 count for him. One out on the board and a runner at second.
Still interested to see how Rodriguez approaches this at bat right here. You remember he had that foul ball that kind of affected his wrist. You'll see if the wrist is a little slow right here.
And a swing and a miss there. Big strikeout by Penny Altano. That's the first strikeout for him. And a reminder, strikeouts brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillaume. Give him a call at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So got to see a replay of that strikeout there. Good control now for Altano. Two outs on the board. And we see Derek Salom at the bat.
Pitch outside for ball one, but Salome so far 8-game hitting streak. That's the longest hitting streak by anybody on the Stockton Ports team.
Yes, Joe, we see on the season so far 15 RBIs with runners in scoring position. That one, eye and outside, inside for strike one. So 1-1 count now for Derek Salome. So Penny Altano getting out of this inning so far. We see him go from no outs on the board to two. See what he can do here. That one's upstairs. Ball two. 2-1 count now for Salome.
You talk about Penny Altano. No decisions so far in the month of July. 2.08 ERA. This is his 8th game of the month with an 8 2/3 innings of work. 12 strikeouts compared to his 3 walks.
So we have some players on his lineup with smaller sample sizes. That one's inside for ball three. 3-1 count now for him. Talk about Mario Gomez, someone that's recently got added to the team, only 3 games so far. Derek Salome, someone as well, only hitting 220 and 15 RBIs, but a smaller sample size, but good numbers for him. Is that one is upstairs for that one's outside. They're going to call ball four there, so a walk for Salum. Now two runners on, a runner at second and a runner on first, two outs on the board.
Yeah, so Salum will draw his first walk of the ball game after flying out and grounding out, this time using his plate discipline there to get on base, and Stockton continues to produce base runners here in this inning.
So we see Kenny signaling to his pitcher on the mound, you know, telling him earlier, hey, slow things down here. Now you allow a runner to get on base, and Kenny's continuing to tell him, hey, take things slow here. Let's see if we can get out of the inning. So now up to bat is Nick Schwartz. That one is outside for ball one. 1-0 count now for him. Nick Schwartz earlier, fly out in the last inning. So two runners on, and that one is upstairs for ball two. 2-0 count now for Schwartz.
Yeah, Nick Schwartz, that strikeout back in the first inning, the single as well, looking to capitalize right here and produce an RBI opportunity.
Tano right there catches the zone. Good strike at the top of the zone. A 2-1 count now for Schwartz. So, Joey, he's someone that's gotten a hit in this game. We'll see if he could do that again right now. Penny Latano winds and deals. That one's hit down to the left third base line. Hansel Luis not able to get to it. And we see Anderson Rojas throw it in, but a runner is allowed to score. So a good RBI single there for Nick Schwartz. Now two runners still on, and the Ports now have a two-run inning.
As Nelson Beltran will come home to score from second base, and we've seen Ruben Santana primarily be that third baseman. Yancel Luis, we've seen him a lot on the middle infield, and a quick bounce off the dirt. Yancel Luis unable to come up with it, and that is an easy run for the speedy Nelson Beltran.
A very easy run for the speedy Nelson Beltran, and we see catcher Kenny Castillo signaling to his pitcher on the mound. So a difficult inning so far for Penny Olatano, giving up two runs now so far. Two big hits. Let's see if he can get out of this. Miles Naylor at the plate now. Winds and deals. That one is swung. Check swing is good. So now it's a 0-1 count now for Naylor. Just look at Miles Naylor earlier. Doing good things with a double. That one hit into center field. Drew Jones underneath it. Should be the last out of the inning. So we see two runners left on base, two hits for the Ports, but and one run is scored. Rawhide down two as we go to the bottom fifth inning. You're going to go anywhere. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon. A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safe.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we go into the bottom fifth inning. We have a pitching change on the mound brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. As we see Jorge Vera coming to the mound, we will get you his numbers soon as that one is high and inside. Outside for ball one. 1-0 count so far. And so Norhe Vera, recent addition to the team on July 23rd, on the mound for the Ports. See how he does in this ballgame. We'll give you the numbers of Echeverra very soon. As that one swung and missed, a 1-1 count there. Yeah, Joey, give us the numbers for Norhe Vera.
And Norhe Vera so far here in 2024, 1-0, just the second game so far in a Stockton uniform. Two innings of work, two strikeouts, and no walks.
Now at the plate right now is Angel Ortiz. See, that one's outside for ball 2-1. Due up for the Rawhide, Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Kenny Castillo. So 2-1 count now for Ortiz. See how he does on this one. That one swing and a miss. Strike two on that pitch, high in the zone. So 2-2 count now for Ortiz.
Honore Vera, this is a guy who spent time in the Chicago White Sox organization. He was originally signed by Chicago back in 2021. However, he would be released by the Winston-Salem Dash on May 21st. He would be out of baseball for a month.
So that chopper goes up the infield. See, third baseman not able to get to it there. Third baseman for the team, Derek Salome, not able to get the grab. You see him scuffle it on the infield. We'll take a look at that replay here. So simple line ground ball there, choppered up, and you see Derek Salome trying to get a hand on it, and his left hand, or his right hand, my apologies, not able to get a grab. So one runner on now, no outs on the board, and the top prospect, Drew Jones, at the plate.
Will officially go down as the second Rawhide hit of the ball game. Angel Ortiz's speed, the primary reason for the decision for the hit versus the error.
So now Drew Jones will face Vera. That one's outside for ball one. So now you got a runner on Angel Ortiz, someone that has speed, so have to keep an eye on first base, see if he will steal to second. So let's keep an eye out there. This pitch from Vera, that's high and outside for ball two. See words from the catcher Gomez talking to Vera on the mound. Hey, don't get too high and outside. We don't need new wild pitches here. So a 2-0 count for Jones. Five home runs on the air, 43 RBIs, a lot of power at the bat. That one's out inside and outside the zone for ball 3-0.
Well, officially, I'm talking about Norhe Vera, released by Winston-Salem, the high A affiliate of the White Sox on May 21st, about a little under a month about playing baseball before being signed by the Oakland A's on June 12th.
It's been a lot of places. Vera places that one outside for ball four, so a walk for Drew Jones. Now two runners on, no outs on the board. This is a chance for the Rawhide to get some offense going, Joey.
Yeah, definitely the biggest opportunity of the ball game so far. You got the first two runners to get on the base. You knocked out the starting pitcher, Ethan Echeverria, who had a pretty good start to the ball game, but now you get into the Stockton bullpen, and this is where the offense has started to come alive.
Yeah, Joey, talk about Echeverria and his game so far for the Ports. He gets relieved in four innings of work, allowed one hit and only one walk, striking out four batters. So a good performance from him. Let's see how Vera follows it up. So Kenny Castillo steps up to the plate so far in this ballgame. No action from him. 296 on the year so far, three home runs, 42 RBIs. Let's see how he does against Vera. So a runner on second is Angel Ortiz, and that one is inside top of the zone for strike one. So a one count now for Kenny Castillo.
And Kenny Castillo grounding out of that inning-ending double play and back in the second inning and with a runner at first trying to avoid a similar type of situation.
See how he can prevent that. That one's outside for ball two. I mean, ball one, my apologies. So 1-1 count now for Castillo. So someone on the team leads an average with 296. A very good player at the plate. Let's see what he can do.
And batting average also top. One of two Rawhide players that is top 10 in the California League in batting average.
Rawhide making Cal League rankings as Vera looks at second and deals. That one upstairs for ball two. 2-1 count now for Castillo. So some pressure on Vera in this situation. Two runners on. A complete mirrored situation from last inning, Joey.
Yeah, the Rawhide just need to find a capitalize. It's just been a Rawhide offense that has been so stale over the last six games.
Jorge Vera looking Angel Ortiz at second, a swing there from Kenny Castillo, and that is strike two. So 2-2 count now for Castillo, and the fans like this now. The most offense we've seen from the Rawhide in this ballgame.
Yeah, and I talk about the stale offense. I mean, Sunday, not necessarily that. It was just the opportunities that Visalia couldn't capitalize on. They out-hit the Lake Elsinore Storm 10-6, but it was a hitting with runners in scoring position where they were 3-for-8.
Looking to improve in that category with two runners on. That one, big swing and a miss there for Kitty Castillo, and the first strikeout for Norge Vera.
Yeah, big strikeout right there, and all of a sudden, that strikeout puts one out on the board, and now a double play would get you out of the inning, keeping a 2-0 lead.
There's Joey, a reminder, that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance. Abraham Guillen, give him a call at 555-559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. So Anderson Rojas, the speedy hitter for the Rawhide at the plate with two runners on, one out of the board. Check swing there. Does he get the appeal? And it is good. So ball one now for Anderson Rojas. 1-0 count for him and two runners on. Anderson Rojas at, my apologies, Drew Jones at first and Angel Ortiz at second. 1-0 count now, one out on the board. Ports lead by two. Vera swings, looks at that one into right field, and that one's going to fall fair or foul. And that one is gone. That's considered a home run. What a home run in the right field for Anderson Rojas.
Three-run home run for Anderson Rojas. And just like that, Visalia has their first lead of the night. It's 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Anderson Rojas found an eye on Vera's pitch high in the zone and sends that one into right field. Joey, my eyes were playing tricks on me there. Didn't know if it was going to the right field pole or not, but it's Mark Fair, and a big three-run homer gives the Rawhide a one-run lead. Let's take a look at that play there. You see it going into right field, and that one continues to go, and Nelson Beltran couldn't get there. Big play for the Rawhide, one out on the board.
We've seen this season so far for Anderson Rojas. He's been that poolside hitter, and whenever he gets full control of those inside pitches, he'll pull it down that right field line and land it in the terrace and over into the bullpen.
So big play from Rojas brings Jackson Feltner to the plate. The DH today so far in the game hasn't done much. A strikeout earlier for him. So Vera facing Feltner, 1-0 count now. He pitches, that one's outside again, 2-0 count now for the DH.
Because of that handles, home run.
Jackson Feltner, you look at his numbers last week against Lake Elsinore. It was a series where he was 1-for-6 and an 0-for-2 game, and last time we saw him on Saturday night.
So Feltner in a hitter's count here, 2-0. See what he can do. That one's inside the zone. Vera finds that strike there in the top half of the zone and gets that there. So 2-1 count for Feltner. Feltner, a good DH on the team, hitting 259, five home runs. Had some adversity in the last series. That one's fouled back, and that bat goes flying. You might have seen it on the camera there. Went over to the home dugout. See one of the bat boys pick it up there. Feltner didn't have his hands on that one, did he, Joey?
He's definitely going to go over and grab some new, some sticky tack, grab some spray. You see him rubbing down the pine tar on the throat of the bat there. We've seen that several times. In fact, last time we saw that was on the 4th of July where there was a situation where the bat went up into the stands. So luckily, nobody is harmed by it. But you see Feltner really trying to rub down those hands and get all the grip he can.
Wonder if a fan could have got to take that bat home, but I doubt it. So, Vera in the 2-2 count to Feltner. Feltner gets his new bat. I mean, gets his bat back and some more sticky tar on the hand. So, that one is in the zone for strike three. Big second strikeout of the game here for Jorge Vera.
Second time Jackson Feltner has been called out on a strike three. This time just above the knees right there. Feltner rung up, and it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate.
Now five batters have been struck out so far in this ballgame for the Rawhide. So Santana to the plate as that one's high and outside for ball one.
Santana so far in the ballgame, 0-for-1. He did ground out back in inning number one. Trying to put the ball in play once again in the second at-bat.
Vera goes outside there for ball two. 2-0 count now for Santana. Santana, one of those players that was in a struggle last season, hitting 2-for-15, only 133 while visiting the Lake Elsinore Storm. So Vera looking to get ahead in the count here. 2-0 count. That one is inside. Oh, it's outside for ball three, 3-0.
Yeah, just barely misses outside on that pitch. Talked about last week for Ruben Santana on Sunday. A 1-for-4 ball game with a single and an RBI.
See what we can do here. 3-0 count. That one's outside. Ball four. A 4-0 count for Santana brings him to first. And Joey, a lot of offense in this inning. Anderson Rojas, a 3-run homer. And now Santana gets the bases right again where they left off.
Yeah, Vitalia draws their second walk of the inning. And now you have the single, the 3-run home run as well. So Vitalia started to put together some offense right here. With Yonsel Luis stepping up to the plate, he'll now be the seventh batter of this inning.
Yes, Joey, as we see a visit on the mound by pitching coach Gabriel Ozuna talking over with Vera right now. Don't want to allow any more offense in this inning. Anderson Rojas with a big home run earlier. That was the first one for him in recent memory, Joey.
Well, it's important that Ozuna comes out onto the mound in this situation rather than one batter later. You got Yonsel Luis stepping up to the plate. He's top three in several categories throughout the California League, batting average, doubles, extra base hits as well, and you're at the top of the order. So Ozuna comes out real quick. Just kind of get your pitcher Vera through the inning, and then you can kind of reset and readjust heading into the sixth.
Yes, Joey Luis leads the team with 100 hits, looking to make it 101. As that one's low, and it's low in the dirt for ball one for Yonsel Luis.
Yeah, Yonsel Luis robbed of a base hit in his last at-bat, and he had several loud outs in the series against Lake Geltor, several flyouts into the outfield where he just robbed a base hit. Yonsel Luis has been making very solid contact really all season long.
Yeah, we know he can go for extra bases. Leads the team with 21 doubles. So 1-0 count here for Yonsel Luis. That one's upstairs and outside for ball two. 2-0 count now. And the Rawhide are up 3-2 as we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Vera so far in this inning, giving up some runs, trying to deal with the damage. That one is in outside for ball three. 3-0 count now. How many times have we seen Vera get into this 3-0 count early on, Joey?
Yeah, I mean, just talk about a moment ago, he just walked Ruben Santana on a four-pitch walk and looking to avoid making out eight straight balls on the pitch to Luis.
See if it'll be eight straight, or he could put a strike in the zone. As he deals, that one is inside on the top half, and that one is a 3-1 count now for Luis.
Yonsel Luis last week, six hits for Visalia, including a double and a walk in his ball game this past Sunday.
That one's a chopper down the infield line, picked up by second base, thrown to first, and the third out of the inning, but not without a showing from Anderson Rojas. A big three-run inning gives the Rawhide the lead from a three-run homer from him. So we're going to go to the top of the sixth inning. Don't go anywhere. Rawhide have a one-run lead over the Stockton Ports. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we enter the top of the sixth inning. We see Eric Dominguez take the mound for Pinoletano as that one is upstairs for ball one to Darlin Montero. So, pitching change of the game brought to you by ResCom Pest Control as protecting customers, homes, businesses from pests, termites, rodents for over 30 years. That one's fouled back and away. Make sure your home is a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. So Joey Eric Dominguez gets in the game. We'll look at his numbers soon as that one's upstairs for ball two. Pinoletano gets taken out of the game. Only one inning of work for him. We'll take a look at those numbers as well. So a 2-1 count now from Montero. That one's upstairs for ball three. So 3-1 count now for Montero. We'll see how Eric Dominguez does. One of those pitchers we mentioned earlier, a new addition to the team. So that one's upstairs, and that will be ball four. So a walk for Darlin Montero to start this inning off. So, Joey, let's take a look at Eric Dominguez's numbers.
Yeah, you talk about one of the newer guys for this Rawhide team. He was added on July 12th here in 2024, and his numbers so far this season, 1-1 with a 5.19 ERA, 9 strikeouts compared to his 3 walks since joining Visalia.
So not the largest sample size for him so far this season, but he's done good things. So one runner on for him, and he's stealing. See if the attack can be applied, and it's gone. That one right past Crisantes, but the runner stays at second. So we see Montero stay at second as that one gets out of the glove of Dimitrio Crisantes.
Yeah, stolen bag there for Darlin Montero. Really nice jump as well. Kenny Castillo tried to leave it low for Dimitrio Crisantes to try to scoop it up and apply the tag, but the bounce too early just past the infield grass, and as a result, Crisantes unable to make the grab. Luckily, no advancement past second base.
So an unfavorable bounce there for Crisantes. Now runner at second. An 0-1 count now for B.J. Cook. That one's down on the side for strike two. So B.J. Cook at his last at-bat for the Ports struck out in the third inning. So now facing an 0-2 count here, one runner at second. Winds and deals that one outside on the right side for ball one. 1-2 count now for Cook.
Yeah, a pair of strikeouts so far for B.J. Cook. One a called strike, three, one a swinging strikeout right here. So B.J. Cook looking to get his first hit of the ballgame right here.
Only hitting 200 on the year so far. The 1-2 count is outside for ball two and two.
Going back to that stolen bag for Darlin Montero, his third stolen bag of the season. You look at a Stockton team, they are seventh in stolen bases.
So not a lot of stolen bases for this team, but there's chances that it could show up in any game. Is this one outside and swinging there. B.J. Cook caught swinging and the first strikeout of the game by Eric Dominguez.
And now three strikeouts for B.J. Cook in this ballgame, the Golden Sombrero. And you got to think that's a good boost for Dominguez with the tying run over at second base.
Yes, Joey, the tying run on second is Montero, and at the bat is the catcher, Mario Gomez. So we see Dominguez winging that big infield ground double. A ground ball play picked up by Crisantes, thrown over to Santana at first, and the second out is on the board. And we see Montero advance to third, but now, Joey, a lot less pressure on Dominguez on the mound.
Yeah, now you get the force out of any base. The strikeout also would get you out of the inning. Also, a broken bat right there, an odd sound of the broken twig. And very routine play for Dimitrio Crisantes. And the toss to first base gives him two down in the inning.
Takes a lot of power to break a wooden bat like that. And now Nelson Beltran up to plate. Runner in scoring position at third. That one's inside for strike one. So Rawhide got the lead last inning from a three-run homer from Anderson Rojas. Ports looking to tie it here. Down 2-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Swing and a miss there. Second strike. My apologies. Top of the sixth inning as Beltran is caught swinging on that strike there from Dominguez.
Yeah, 0-2, two away. Chance for Dominguez to get the strikeout and get himself out of the inning after the leadoff walk thrown by Darlin Montero.
Trying to get some improvement, get out of this inning. An 0-2 count now for Beltran. That one's popped up in a left field. Let's see if Anderson Rojas can get there in time, and he does. So, Rawhide keep the runs aboard. We see two runners left on base, one hit for the Ports,
And the Rawhide are still up 1-3-2 ball game as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality?
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we enter the bottom of the sixth inning. Christopher Torin due up with Demetrio Crisantes and Angel Ortiz. Got a pitching change in the game brought to you by ResCom. We'll get you the numbers and more on Jake Finnings as that one's outside for ball one. Jake Finnings is brought into the game for Jorge Vera. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make sure your home is a pest-free zone as that one's inside for strike one. So 1-1 count now for Christopher Torin. So say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Go to ResCom and take care of your rodent solutions. So 1-1 count now for Torin. That one's ground ball getting to the hands of third baseman and a toss to first. And that one gets past him. Torin going for extra bases, see if he can get to second. And he does. So an error there, and Joey now runners at second with no outs on the board.
And as he hit and the error for Christopher Torin, who gets the first off of the single, advance over to second off of the E5, and Visalia a chance to add on some insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
So Rawhide got some good field position here. We got a runner in scoring position at Torin at second. Now Demetrio Crisantes at the plate, someone that's done great things in the month of July, leads the team with a 365 average in the seventh month of the year. So Finnings allows his first runner that he's faced, gets to second. Now let's see what he can do here with Crisantes. That one's inside for strike one. 0-1 count now for him.
And Crisantes so far in this ball game, 0-2. Hitless on Saturday. However, he did draw a walk in that ball game, expanding his on-base streak.
See, this infield ground ball gets right past second. See if one runner can score as Torin runs and brings it home and touches the plate. One run on the board for the Rawhide, an insurance run. Now Rawhide up 2-4-2.
Well, Demetrio Crisantes continues to find ways to get hits in these ball games. He drives it right up the middle. Miles Naylor, you see the effort there, but the ball just sneaks past his glove, and that was as easy as a run as it comes for Christopher Torin. He's able to jog on home to home plate.
Joey's showing why he's helped the team in the second half of the season. So no outs on the board. Crisantes at first and Angel Ortiz at the plate. Finnings looking to try and control the first base. Throws it over there. In time, no. As we see, Crisantes is safe.
So Crisantes is able to dive back in safe. A little bit of a late read, but with the right-handed pitcher, allows him that enough time to get back to first base.
Finnings winds and deals. See Ortiz get one and see that gets in the hands of the second baseman there, but not able to make a play. Good stop there by the second baseman, Elvis Rijo, but Joey not able to make the play.
Yeah, good effort there by the second baseman, Elvis Rijo, the diving effort. Good job keeping the ball in front of him. I don't know if necessarily Crisantes is going first to third on that ground ball into right field, but it will go down as a hit, so it'll be Visalia's sixth of the ball game.
Number six, Drew Jones. Not the best play as an infielder, but one that he can look to improve. Drew Jones, top prospect on this team, 43 RBIs, leads in that quarter category with two runners on. That one's low and in the dirt for ball one. A lot of pressure now for Jake Fennings.
Hey, talk about Jake Fennings, one of the newest additions. In fact, he's one of three different transactions. A part of Stockton earlier today. We'll go over those transactions here in just a moment.
See him take a look at second. Winds and deals. That one's outside for ball two.
Yeah, so earlier today you had Micah Dallas and Nate Nankill. They were transferred from Stockton to the High A Lansing Lugnuts. And then Jake Fennings, the guy on the mound right now, he was transferred from the Complex League here to the Stockton Port.
We'll take a look at those numbers after this pitch. That one's inside for strike one. Now 2-1 count for Drew Jones.
And talk about the numbers for Jake Fennings during his time in the ACL. Three games. He pitched an inning and two-thirds, two strikeouts and two walks. He gave up six hits and five earned runs in the ACL.
Fennings winds and deals here. This one swung and fouled back. 2-2 count now for Drew Jones. So fan favorite Drew Jones, one of the top prospects in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Number two prospect in the entire organization. 2-2 count now, two runners on. Runners at first and second, no outs on the board. Jake Fennings winds and deals. That one's in the dirt for ball three. We see Taurean advance to third. My apologies, Crisantes advance to third, and good wild pitch there, allowing both runners to advance, and now a lot of pressure on Fennings.
Yeah, advance off of the pitch in the dirt. So Visalia now two runners in scoring position. And if you wanted to get out of reach of this ball game, it's a prime opportunity to do so.
Very prime opportunity here. Drew Jones, the chances of bringing those runs in just got even better as both runners advance 90 feet. Now a full count for the top prospect with 43 RBIs on the year. So Jake Fennings winds and deals. That one hit in the right field and caught in the hands of right fielder and allows it Dimitrio Crisantes to score. A perfect sack play there by Drew Jones, and right fielder Nelson Beltran able to get there for the easy grab.
Yeah, sack fly into right field, something that's all you're looking for. Drop it into right field and an RBI opportunity for Drew Jones. It allows Dimitrio Crisantes to come home to score, and Visalia now leads by three. It's now 5-2.
That's Joey the Rawhide out hitting the Port 6-4, now outscoring them as well 5-2. A nice big play there for Drew Jones to bring a runner home. One runner on second, one out on the board for Kenny Castillo at the plate. That one's outside for ball, sorry, inside, my apologies, for strike one. 0-1 count now for him.
Yeah, Castillo 0-2 in the ball game. A 6-4-3 DP back in the second. Also a strikeout swinging back in the fifth inning.
Looking to improve as the pickoff attempt to second. No good. See Taurean still safe at, Angel Ortiz still safe at second. Kenny Castillo still at the plate in an 0-1 count. So Jake Fennings just came into the game. Now a run has been given up, and he's found some difficulty. Only one out on the board, a runner at second, and Castillo at the plate. Fennings winds and deals. That one's upstairs for strike two. 0-2 count now for Castillo.
Yeah, you see a little bit of frustration there for Kenny Castillo as he uses his batter's timeout. Didn't agree with the first one. Then the second one, same location from Jake Fennings. And now Kenny Castillo resets, take a deep breath before stepping back in the batter's box.
Now Kenny Castillo in last series only hit 273, 6-4, 22 in last series. So looking to improve. It's a big swing and a miss there. Strike three. And the first strikeout for Fennings catches Castillo swinging.
Yeah, first strikeout there for Jake Fennings, and now Kenny Castillo struck out for the second time in the ballgame. And Anderson Rojas gets ready to step up.
But Anderson Rojas, someone in last inning, had a beautiful three-run homer into right field, and so with a runner on base, he's looking to bring some more into the plate.
Well, another Rawhide player on this team with five home runs on the season. He joins the likes of Adrian DeLeon alongside Jackson Feltner and Drew Jones.
Someone with a lot of power at his bat, now five home runs on the year. An 0-1 count for him. Finning's looking at second. He winds and deals. That one's upstairs on the right side for ball one. 1-1 count now for Rojas. So with two outs on the board, the only way you're bringing a run home is if you go for the fields. See what he can do here. Swing and a miss there. Second strike. 1-2 count now for him. So a lot of insurance runs already been scored in this inning. Two runs in this inning for the Rawhide. Looking to add on more is Rojas. Finning in the 1-2 count. Winds deals. That one's low in the dirt for ball two. 2-2 is now the count.
Visalia has scored all five of their runs now here in innings number five and innings number six. Three runs last inning, two runs here in the inning. And Anderson Rojas trying to find a way to drive in Angel Ortiz at second base.
Finning winds and deals this one to Chopper to the right side. And that one's good. It's a single for Rojas. And we'll see if Angel Ortiz can score, and no good, says home plate umpire. That is the third out of the inning, and the inning comes to a close. But two runs scored in the inning off of one hit, and one runner is left on base. Don't go anywhere. We got the top of the seventh as the Rawhide lead by three. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on ViseliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here by SailorRawhide.com. And the MILB app, Eric Dominguez remains on the mound for Visalia as they move into the top half of the seventh inning in a ball game where Visalia leads Stockton 5-2. First pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Elvis Rijo, Joseph Rodriguez, Derek Salome, 8-9-1 due up in the inning. And now that pitch on the way is outside for ball two, 2-0. Visalia, a pair of runs added on in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Stockton scoring both of their runs in the top half of the fifth, as that one is in there for a strike. The count is now 2-1. Elvis Rios so far in this ballgame, 0-2. However, he does have an RBI groundout, as this one's lifted into center field. Drew Jones retreats back about two steps, and he's underneath it for out number one. And now that will bring up the bat of Joseph Rodriguez to the plate in a ballgame where he's 0-2.
And Justin, I could imagine a big weight off the shoulders in that Rawhide dugout, taking a lead and adding on multiple runs on top of that.
Yeah, Joey, back-to-back good innings for the Rawhide. Definitely a lot of pressure off these hitters.
That pitch is swing and a miss, and the count is now 0-1. Joseph Rodriguez struck out swinging back in the fifth, same as well in the third, as that pitch is outside for ball one. Eric Dominguez in his second inning of work so far in this ball game. Swing and a miss, one and two. We've seen Nate Savino, Penny Altano, and Eric Dominguez. And really impressed by Nate Savino, although it ties a career high. He gives up just three hits in this ball game as that pitch is outside for ball two.
Yeah, Joey, a career season high for him, tying it with four innings in this game and three hits, two earned runs in this game so far.
2-2 pitch on the way. That one is swung on. Kenny Castillo will have to throw down at first to get the out, and it'll be the K2-3. And Eric Dominguez has his second strikeout of the ball game. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Gia.
Coming to the plate, third baseman, number 11, Derek
Salome. So Derek Salome will get ready to step up to the plate, and that was a nasty breaking ball in the dirt that the batter, Joseph Rodriguez, is way out in front of. So now Salome at the plate, and that one will go in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. Derek Salome, the eight-game hitting streak. He did not play in Sunday's ball game. That one grounded over to the third base side. Yonsel Luis will stick out the glove. He throw to first base in time to Ruben Santana. A three-up, three-down frame here in the top of the seventh inning. Time to stretch at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia 5, Stockton 2. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
It's been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
You love your car.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. I move to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Jake Fennings remains on the mound here for the Stockton Ports as Jackson Feltner will take that one in there for a strike 0-1. Jackson Feltner, Ruben Santana, Yonsel Luis, and that one's a swing and a miss and the count now 0-2. Jackson Feltner, 1-for-6 last week. However, you talk about him facing right-handers, all five of his home runs have came from the right-hand arms of visiting opponents. Feltner looking to add on number 6 and add on a couple of insurance runs right here in a 5-2 ball game. Fennings will stare down Jackson Feltner. His pitch on the way. That one's popped up on the left side. Backing up is a third baseman. We'll see who calls it off in the end. Ultimately, it will be Salome on third. Miles Naylor was the one providing backup, and there's one down here in the inning.
The Rawhide have had some success against Fennings. They know how to get on base against them. We saw that last inning. So now the Rawhide just trying to put on as many insurance runs as possible. And Ruben Santana, someone that struggled as of late to get the bats going.
Ruben Santana, three walks in the last time these two teams met out in Stockton at the end of April going into May. That pitch is upstairs, and he does go around, and the count now 0-1. A lot different series than whenever these two teams last played. Last time these two teams played at the beginning of May, it was one of the coldest first pitches of the season. 0-1 with one away from Fennings, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Justin, it was the first pitch of the midweek game in that Stockton series, 45 degrees.
I bet you weren't very warm up here, Joey.
A lot colder there than it was here. Hard to imagine that was even this season, as Ruben Santana will foul that one off to the right side. Count now 1-2, obviously out in Stockton. You have the Bay Breeze coming in as well here in Visalia, not necessarily that kind of breeze.
Yeah, there are not many bodies of water in Central California to provide a breeze, Joey. If you look out at the flag in center field, it's completely dead.
Not very much movement out there on that American flag. One ball, two strikes, one away. Practically every ballpark that we go to, you typically see some sort of movement on the American flag. As Ruben Santana will foul that one backwards. I mean, just think about last week against Lake Elsinore, the wind. You can see the stars and stripes very clearly all the ballgame long.
Yeah, Joe, you like that flag there. Very dead flag. But compared to that to Sunday, you noticed earlier in the game, I mean, earlier in the day, the wind seems to be whipping more here in California.
One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch, and Ruben Santana swings and misses. So Jake Fennings has his first strikeout of Ruben Santana. There's now two down in the inning. As we go back to the top of the order for Yancel Luis, I mean, you talk about the wind on Sunday out in Lake Elsinore, 15 miles per hour. There was a stop sign out beyond the ballpark that was literally rattling back and forth.
Yeah, Joey, we saw that stop sign past the park located on a nearby street wiggling around as we see a little visitation on the mound right now.
So Javier Goodard will come out to the mound. Jake Fennings will be removed out of the ballgame, and we will have our fourth arm in the ballgame for the Stockton Ports. Visalia 5, Stockton 2. Pitching change here at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILBS. Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. St. Louis Reds.com and bye-bye bugs. 0-1 pitch on the way, and Luis will foul that one off the catcher, Mario Gomez. And he's pretty frustrated there as he pops off the mask here. And the count will move to 0-2.
I don't think it's any coincidence, Joey, that Stockton has went for changes in the bullpen every time we've seen Ansel Luis get some sort of appearance in the lineup. Right now, he leads things off, and last time we saw the same thing when the Ports bring in a pitcher.
Yeah, you've seen every time Yancel Luis has come up to the plate, there's been some sort of action. Last time up there was a mound visit, this time a pitching change. And it's because of the fact that he's become such a productive member of this Rawhide club. 0-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. And Yancel Luis has struck out for the second time in this ball game, and we're through seven innings of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia leads Stockton 5-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
You love your car,
but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Downtown Visalia, California, California League of Baseball. The Rawhide are six outs away from ending their longest losing streak of the season, five straight games, and looking to capture back-to-back Tuesday wins. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-2. Pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball one, 1-2. So you got Nick Schwartz, Miles Naylor, Darlin Montero, 2, 3, and 4 do appear in the inning. That pitch is bounced in, so he remains seeing Eric Dominguez on the mound here for the Rawhide. You look at Nick Schwartz, a pair of singles in this ball game, a strikeout as well. And now here's the deal on the way. A swing and a miss out in front. And there's one down here in the inning.
Good strikeout there. 625-4041.
Must give you some momentum helping in this inning right now for Dominguez. You see this one there right in the lower part of the zone. Catching him swinging.
Then I got Miles Naylor at the plate. The one out pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. And it'll land just left of the third base bag. And the count will move to 0-1 with one away. Take a look there at Eric Dominguez on the mound. Get ready for the 0-1 pitch here with one away. And now this one's grounded over to third, and Yancey Alois will try to take that one off of a hop. And that one will sneak into outfield, and it will lead to a one-out base runner here for the Ports.
Second time tonight we've seen some uncharacteristic plays from Yancey Alois. We've seen Santana play at third as of late. Yancey Alois, someone that's been great in the infield so far this season at shortstop at first, but a little bit of an error there to allow runner to get to first.
So officially go down as an E5 against Yancey Alois. It'd be Visalia's first error of the ball game. And now both errors in this ball game, one each. Stockton with one, Visalia with one. They've both been against the third baseman. Yancey Alois with one. Derek Salome, a throwing error earlier. 0-1 with one away. Dominguez will glance over at first base before his deal. Here's the pitch to Montero, and that one is outside for ball one. And Darlin Montero, who's 0-2 in the ballgame, a flyout and a groundout as well. He also walked back in the sixth inning. That's the lone time he's gone on base in this ballgame. The 1-1 deal on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Darlin Montero picked up his third stolen bag of the season back in the sixth inning.
Just like your opinion, man.
And now get ready for the 2-1 pitch. The 2-1 deal on the way, and that one's lifted into right center field. Glaring it down is Angel Ortiz in right. He'll be there for the grab, and there's two down here in the inning. But Justin, it's an interesting thing to see. You look at Stockton, seventh in the league in stolen bases. The only other team behind them, Lake Elsinore Storm, who Visalia just played.
Yeah, Joe, you didn't see a lot of stolen bases in that series. Really no need to. They have a lot of good hitters like Leodalis DeVries, the mutant up there.
That pitch will get passed, and however, no advancement by Naylor over at first base. And Justin, I mean, we talked about this at the beginning of the Lake Elsinore series, but the backstop, so much different than every other California League ballpark. If that's in Lake Elsinore, if that's in Stockton, Miles Naylor easily advances to second.
Yeah, Joey, since it's such a short distance, it allows more time for the catcher to get to that ball and throw it to second in case of a stolen base.
1-0, a two-way. The glance over at first base. Here's the deal to B.J. Cook. And now that one is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. B.J. Cook has struck out on three separate occasions in this ballgame, twice swinging and once looking. A glance over at first base. Here's the deal to Cook. And that one's a swing and a miss. The count is now 2-1.
It's a big out here for Dominguez. Now the Rawhide have a lead. It's been a while, Joey, since the Rawhide have even had a lead in the last few games. So now you really have to protect this lead.
Stockton down to their final four outs. A 2-1 pitch on the way from Dominguez. And that one's lifted into right field. Racing backwards is the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. And he's able to stick up the glove. He's able to make the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. B.J. Cook is sat down for the fourth time in this ballgame. No hits, no runs, one error, and one runner left on base. We are through 7.5 here at Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 5, Stockton 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Bottom eight, and time for some insurance runs here from Visalia. They lead this ballgame 5-2 against visiting Stockton Port. The last time Stockton and Visalia will face each other here in 2024. And Terrain will get ready for the first pitch of the at-bat in a ballgame where he is 1-for-2 with a single, a run, and a walk. Terrain's been fairly productive so far at the plate.
Yeah, Joey, and he's been also on base a lot as of late. You talk about last series, a season high for him, 4 walks in that game.
That pitch is outside for ball 2-2-0. Visalia set the most walks in a ball game with 11 in that ball game. 2 balls, no strikes, with no outs. Terrain will get ready for the pitch. Visalia out hitting Stockton 7-4. Terrain will rip that one into left field. It'll be his second hit of the ball game. And the Rawhide 8 hits will bring up Demetrio Crescentes to the plate.
Joey, this is the Rawhide that we were used to seeing before the Lake Elsinore trip. A very productive part of the order. Christopher Terrain, a nice hit in the left field, and now you bring up Crescentes again with no outs on the board. Someone that's helped so much this second half of the season.
Demetrio Crescentes 1-for-3 so far in this ball game, and that pitch is downstairs for ball 1-0.
Most home runs in the month of July, 4 homers for him.
Now, Crescentes will get ready for the pitch. A glance over at first base. Here's the deal, and that one is fouled off to the right side, so the count is now 1-1.
Give Justin a call,
747-2000. Visalia leads his ball game 5-2. And now the stare down on Demetrio Crescentes right here, who continues to look to increase that batting average. 1-1 pitch, pickoff attempt at first. The tag gets applied by the first baseman, Nick Schwartz.
Must feel not a lot of pressure if you're Crescentes here. You have the lead, a 3-run lead. You have a runner on and no outs on the board. So really right now you're just looking to add on as much as possible to your lead.
1-1 pitch on the way. A runner in motion is Terrain. A chopper over to the third base side. Instead of being fielded by the shortstop, Miles Naylor. The throw is low, however, it is scooped up by Nick Schwartz, and there's one down here in the inning.
Good eye by Naylor to know that Tureen already got to second in time when he fields this one. A big dribbler on the infield dirt, but able to get there in time for one out. But one runner on base, and now you got Angel Ortiz, someone that did get some hits in this ballgame.
Angel Ortiz, 3-for-3 in the ballgame. So now you look over the last two games, Angel Ortiz is a combined 5-for-9. That's swing and a miss, and the count now 0-1.
That's a very good clip, Joey, 5-for-9. Someone that's helped for this team in that series of Lake Elsinore, and not wearing the yellow cleats today.
Not wearing the yellow cleats, that is a very good point. That's been something that we've been able to easily identify Ortiz all season long.
Guess it's an all-white night for his fit.
It's an all-white. Drew Jones on deck. He's wearing the red cleats. It goes along with that the red-sleeved accessory, but Angel Ortiz going with the white gloves, the white shoes as well. 0-1 with one away. Here's the deal. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be Naylor once again on the play. His throw to first base is in time. There's two down.
What a good shortstop Naylor is. An agile player looking at that ball. He knows how to read any play there. Good throw to first, and now two outs on the board. But Drew Jones, someone we just talked about in red cleats, he's at the plate now.
As he got Drew Jones at the plate so far in this ball game. Drew 0-for-1 with a strikeout. However, he did have the sac fly back in inning number 6. He also drew a walk that eventually led to a run. And now that pitch is outside for ball 1-0.
So we saw a home run earlier from Rojas, Drew Jones. No sac fly opportunity here. If you want to bring that runner home, you got to get it out of the park.
1-0 pitch on the way to Drew, and that one is in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Drew Jones, 7 hits in that series against Stockton at the end of April going into May. That was tied for the most hits that series. The 1-1 pitch on the way is inside for ball 2-1. The only other player with more hits in that series at the beginning of May was Junior Franco, who was called up to Hillsborough on June 18th. 2-1 with two away. Here's the pitch to Drew. And that one is outside for ball 3-1.
Drew Jones, 7 RBIs so far in the month of July, looking to make it 8 now.
And if we want to keep on the topic of RBIs, 37 of those have come against right-handed pitchers for his 43 in total.
This is an ideal situation for him.
3-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball 4, so Drew will draw his second walk of the ball game.
Yeah, important to know, Drew Jones also leads the team in the month of July with walks, 13 now on the month of July. It's because he has such power at that bat, many pitchers will just decide to walk him instead of letting him swing.
Drew and Christopher Tureen are both top 5 in the California League when it comes to walks. They got Kenny Castillo at the plate, a ball game where he is 0-for-3. He struck out twice. His only ball that he put in play was the inning-ending 6-4-3 DP.
Yeah, Kenny Castillo also one of those 3 players to get a home run over the weekend. He was able to get one Sunday, but not really help them out much. But he's been able to as of late. Let's see if he can get any contact at the bat here.
Kenny Castillo, 16 doubles so far this season. That leads his Rawhide club. The 2-out pitch on the way. Pickoff attempt at first, but Drew Jones is able to get back in safely.
Boring.
So Kenny will have to wait a little bit longer before he gets his first pitch of the at-bat. 2 down here in the inning. Visalia leads Stockton 5-2. The pitch on the way. That one swung on and missed. It's now 0-1.
For the night is dark and full of terror.
Drew Jones standing over at first base. You look at his ability to steal bases. He's stolen 10 on the year. One of 3 different players that has stolen 10 or more. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one gets underneath. Christopher Torian's going to come home. He will stand on home. And Visalia tags on another run. It's now 6-2. And they are still within slam range, but it's a 4-run ball game.
Yeah, Joey, talk about the distance being short, the backstop. That's short enough for Tureen. He's able to get there in time. A speedy base runner he is to steal home.
Hey, you see him there. I mean, he was chugging. He had the team grit, and it comes home to score on the wild pitch. So a 6-2 ball game, and Kenny Castillo looking to score Drew Jones from second base. One and one with two away. The glance at second. Here's the deal home. Kenny will try to send that one opposite field, and it will land right of the first base line. The count now one and two. One ball, two strikes, two away. As the pitcher, Brian Restudio, trying to get out of the inning right here. Visalia, eight hits compared to Stockton's four. Rye trying to end the five-game losing streak and get this series off to the right note. One ball, two strikes, two away. Kenny Castillo looking for his first hit of the ball game. Stockton looking to send this to the ninth inning right here. 1-2 pitch on the way. Lifted into left field. Drew Jones around third base. He'll be waved home. The throw will be cut off by Miles Naylor. Visalia attacks on another. They now lead 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
A nicely placed RBI single in the left field allows Drew Jones to score. Now the Rawhide extend their lead to 5. What a beautiful hit there if you look at the replay. Out in the left field, you see diving for it is Naylor, but not able to have enough bounce with that to catch that ball. But now Anderson Rojas, who had a three-run homer earlier at the plate now.
So two down, here's the pitch to Rojas. That one's grounded up the middle. Miles Naylor will scoop it up behind second base, his throw to first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before Visalia tacks on another run. Two hits, one run, no errors, and one runner left on base. Final three outs of the ball game on the way. Visalia 7, Stockton 2. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota. Let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Mario Gomez will lead things off. It'll be Mario Gomez, Nelson Beltran, Elvis Rijo, 6, 7, and 8 do up here in the top half of the ninth inning. 7-2 ball game. The pitch on the way from Dominguez, and that one's fouled backwards for strike number one. Mario Gomez so far in this ball game, 1-for-2. A single and a ground out. He did score a run. He also drew a walk as well. The 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into left center field. Drops in for a base hit. That'll be Mario's second of the ball game. But a hold up at first base. And a leadoff base runner here for Stockton. As simple as they come right there, barrels it up. Dominguez leaves that one above the plate and is able to turn on that one for a single. So now you got Nelson Beltran stepping up to the plate, a ball game where he's 0-for-2. However, he did score a run back in the fifth inning after being hit by a pitch. And now that leg will continue to be beat up as he fouls that one off of himself, 0-1. Stop it. Take a look at the replay here. Right off of that front inside foot. So Beltran will kind of look to walk it off right here. Beltran seems to be all right. He'll get ready to step into the batter's box once again. 0-1 with no outs. Nelson Beltran will get stared down. Dominguez will get ready for the pitch. Working from the stretch, here's the delivery, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. One ball, one strike, no outs, a five-run Visalia lead. And here's the pitch from Eric Dominguez to Nelson Beltran, and that pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. Beltran last week a 5-for-17 day. He did not play in this series finale against the Stock against the Fresno Grizzlies, where Stockton ended up defeating the Grizz final score 4-2. As that pitch is on the outside corner, it is now 2-2. Stockton split the series last week with the Fresno Grizzlies, who have not gotten off to an ideal start to the second half of the California League season. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Dominguez is inside for ball three, 3-2. It's a Fresno team who is battling with San Jose and Modesto to win the first half of the California League season. Now you look at the Grizzlies, they are 11-19 in the second half. That is third place in the North. Payoff pitch on the way, outside ball four. So Dominguez will draw Beltran. So now back-to-back base runners will reach in the inning, and now brings up Elvis Brijo to the plate. So going back to that series last week against Fresno, Stockton started off the series red hot, a combined 28 runs through the first two games. They outscored the Fresno Grizzlies 28-8 in the first two games before dropping the next three games 7-3 in Thursday night's ball game. Friday was a most difficult pill to swallow, where Stockton lost to Fresno, final score 16-2. So a different energy as they moved over to the weekend, as Fresno won on Friday and Saturday by a combined 26-7. So different two games compared to the start of the series compared to Friday and Saturday. Time called here. Time will reset here as Elvis Brijo steps up to the plate. A ball game where he's 0-for-3 in the ball game with a ground out, a fly out as well. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Brijo, and he grounds that one off to the left side once again, 0-2. Ride will be back in action tomorrow night starting at 6:30 p.m. Final game of the month of July. Before we turn the calendar to the final full month of the regular season. 6:30 first pitch Wednesday through Saturday. Before Sunday afternoon, it will be a 12:05 first pitch. The 0-2 deal on the way from Dominguez, and he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. As we move closer to the weekend, it will be time to celebrate the Olympics Thursday night, a Team USA cap giveaway sponsored by Coors Light. Friday, a Rawhide basketball jersey sponsored by Nelson's Ace Hardware. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball one, 1-2. Saturday night, Derek Carr replica Rawhide jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. That's a lot of fun to look forward to as well. Coming 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball two. Following the ball game, post-game fireworks as well on Saturday. Post-game teddy bear toss presented by Walmart. Saturday, a game you are not going to want to miss. Ride also will be wearing their customized kid drawing as well jerseys. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Visalia leads this ball game 7-2. A glance at second base, that one's popped up on the right side and out of play. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Eric Dominguez. They'll stare down at Elvis Rijo. Here's the deal home. Broken bat, slow grounder over to short. Bare hand grab, unable to come up with it, is Christopher Torin. Everybody will be safe. Bases loaded here. And it will go down as a hit, so it'll be Stockton's sixth of the ball game. Two hits here in the inning, a walk as well. And we go to the ninth batter of the inning, or ninth batter of the order, Joseph Rodriguez.
And the play number nine, Joseph Rodriguez.
And now we'll have a mound visit here. His pitching coach will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So we talked about the fun night of action on Saturday night, and then we'll conclude the season or conclude the series on Sunday with Kid Olympics, sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare. Olympic Games in full swing today. The U.S. men's national team in soccer making it to their first Olympic quarterfinal since the 2000 Sydney Games. They'll be facing off against Morocco on Friday morning. Tomorrow, the U.S. men's national team will be in action in basketball at noon against South Sudan, a team that gave them a run for their money in the exhibition games leading up to the Summer Olympic Games. The pitch on the way from Dominguez, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. Also earlier this morning, Team USA Women's Rugby pulling off the bronze medal. 0-1 with no outs. Dominguez will stare down home at Joseph Rodriguez. Here's the deal and the fire, and that one is fouled backwards. Count now 0-2. Last notable Team USA victory was earlier this afternoon as well. Team USA Gymnastics ended up pulling off the gold. Yesterday, it was the men pulling off the bronze behind China and Japan. The 0-2 pitch, that one gets underneath the catcher, Kenny Castillo. However, he gets enough of that one to keep it in front of him. Count now 1-2. Plenty of Olympic action continues to roll on as well. The U.S. women's basketball team pulling off a win in their first game as well. Team USA trying to continue to ring in the gold so far in the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. One ball, two strikes, with no outs. Here's the deal home to Joseph Rodriguez. A swing and a miss, strike three. And Eric Dominguez has his first out of the inning. There's one away. Fourth time in this ball game that Rodriguez has been struck out. And now we go back to the top of the order in the form of Derek Salome. Salome so far in this ball game, 0-3. He did walk, however, back in inning number 5. The one-out pitch on the way. That one's outside. He gets past Kenny Castillo. Nobody will come home to score, and the count will move to 1-0. Derek Salome, an 8-game hitting streak, the longest on the Stockton team. However, that's at risk right now. He needs a base hit to keep it alive, likely his last at-bat of the ballgame. One ball, no strikes, one away. Salome will get ready for the pitch from Eric Dominguez. 1-0 with one down. Here's a kick and fire home. That one is downstairs for ball two, 2-0. Stockton trying to make things interesting late in the ballgame here in inning number 9. Visalia 7, Stockton 2. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Dominguez will look home, gets ready for the pitch to Salome, and that one is swung on and missed. He goes down to a knee. The count's out 2-1. Really a big part of the schedule coming up for Visalia. You have this week against the Stockton Ports. Will travel up north to a Modesto team who's not nearly as strong as whenever the Rawhide saw them here in the month of June. 2-1 with one away, but it's still a Modesto team who does have that ability to win games, not to mention the reigning California League champions. A 2-1 pitch on the way. That one's fouled backwards, and the count's now 2-2. They have that series against Modesto next week. Then the Rawhide return home for the first of 12 remaining games against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And you got to think, the race for a first return of the postseason since 2019 is going to come down to those two series, August 13th through the 18th, and then the series at the end of the season, September 3rd through the 8th. 2-2 pitch on the way. Gets a piece of it to the right side. Will it stay in play? Ruben Santana near the netting. It will land one row up into the bleachers. Count remaining 2-2.
And collect your prize. Let's get loud, fans. Thanks, boys.
Italia also has meetings with Inland Empire and Fresno as well. So a pretty favorable schedule for this Rawhide club. Chance to make up ground. A chance to see some opponents that they can get some wins on as well. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Eric Dominguez, we get ready for the deal to Salom with bases loaded. Here's the pitch. That one sent into right field will likely be a sac fly. Here comes the grab from Angel Ortiz. The throw home, and it is not in time. Ortiz was looking for his fourth assist of the season and a potential game-ending assist. And instead, the sac fly will score a run, and Stockton is back within four. It's a 7-3 ball game. Look at the way Angel Ortiz gets set up underneath it. And then Mario Gomez easily comes home to score, bringing up Nelson Beltran to the plate. Bringing Nelson Beltran over to third, should say. Albert Rio will stay over at first base. First baseman Ruben Santana will play shallow over the first base side. Everybody else will play in their normal position. Two-out pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. You got Nick Schwartz at the plate so far in this ball game. He's 2-for-4, two singles, and a pair of strikeouts as well. One ball, no strike, two away. And the deal home to Schwartz, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Visalia, seven hits compared to the port. Visalia, seven runs compared to the port's three. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Upcoming deal home, and that one's right down the middle for strike number one. We're scoreless through four before we saw our first runs of the ball game, a combined five runs in inning number five. 2-1 with two away. Dominguez's pitch home, and that one's grounded to the third base side. Yancey Alois will look at second. The throw to Crisantes is in time, and the five-game losing streak will come to a conclusion inside of Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia, seven runs, nine hits, one error. Meanwhile, for Stockton, three runs, six hits, and one error. Ride back in the win column as they look to continue to make up ground. They were three games back entering the night. They'll look to open up tomorrow, two games back. One final time tonight, Visalia 7, Stockton 3. We'll step aside and we'll come back at VisaliaRawhide.com to go through the numbers in this ball game. But Eric Dominguez gets his ball game to the finish line, and the Rawhide open up the series with a win over the Stockton Ports. Until we talk tomorrow, Joe Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide. Post-game coverage starts right now at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional. Pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw...
First and foremost, he wants to thank God and for the opportunity. And he was just looking for his pitch.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at Visalia, rawhide.com. The Rawhide defeat the Stockton Fords final score 7-3. And we go through this ball game from the start, and it was a Nate Savino, probably his strongest outing of the year. He would be go through four innings of work, three hits, two earned runs, four strikeouts, and one walk for Nate Savino. He would be one of three Rawhide pitchers used in this ball game, but it'd be a three up, three down top half of the first inning. However, in the bottom of the first inning, Steven Achevarria, he returned the favor. Rawhide go three up, three down in the bottom half of the first inning. Nate Savino, however, he would get in a little bit of a rhythm as well. He would retire five straight batters before giving up his first hit of the ball game in the top half of the fourth inning. A pair of hits in inning number four before giving up another hit in inning number five, and that's when he'd be knocked out of the ball game in inning number five. That it would bring in the new arm in the ball game for Visalia, Penny Lotano, who in one inning of work, one hit, no earned runs. Nate Savino would be charged for the two earned runs because when he left the ball game, he walked the two batters that were on base. However, in the bottom half of the fifth inning, Visalia would tack on three runs thanks to a three-run home run from Anderson Rojas, home run number five in 2024. Then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Visalia attacks on another pair of runs thanks to base hits from Christopher Torin, Demetrio Cresantes, and Angel Ortiz. Anderson Rojas had a hit in that inning as well. Visalia, two runs on four hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. And then the Rawhide tacked on two more runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning thanks to singles from Torin and Kenny Castillo as well. Visalia pulls off the win. Final score 7-3. Penny Lotano receives a win. Meanwhile, Eric Dominguez receives a save. And then Vera receives a loss for the Stockton Ports. We'll get ready to step aside. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. And we'll get you ready for tomorrow's game two of the six-game series. Visalia 7, Stockton 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Root Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Justin Brown and Joey Gonzalez with you as you get ready to wrap up this ball game. And Justin, the Rawhide are victorious 7-3. Let's take a look around the rest of the California League.
Yes, Joey, the Lake Elsinore Storm are trailing 5-9, visiting the Fresno Grizzlies in the top of the eighth. We see Inland Empire on top of the Modesto Nuts 7-5 in the top of the seventh inning. In San Jose, they get the win against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 3-2.
That's a really big win out there against San Jose. With that win, the Rawhide are back within two games, and this is a very crucial series right here as we get ready to talk about tomorrow's ball game, the Visalia Rawhide. You got to find a way. You can't split the series. You have to win it.
Yeah, Joey, you can't lose this momentum that you have. You just saw the Rawhide before today's game. Five-game losing streak. Now you get a win. You get some chance to build some momentum. And, Joey, you mentioned that series with San Jose and Rancho. How important is that series for the Rawhide? They'll be staring at the results of every single one of those games because the more wins that San Jose gets, the closer the Rawhide can get to the top and passing Rancho Cucamonga. So, Joey, very important series for the Rawhide. This one is. You cannot split a series. This needs to be series domination.
You got to win 4, 5, or 6. You talk about winning five games, that would likely involve going a five-game winning streak or winning four straight at some point in the series, which Visalia has not done once this year.
Yeah, it's a turning point for the season for the Rawhide. They really need to start changing some things. Joey, we saw the Rawhide take five losses. This was the first time they did that since the first half of the season. So they maybe have never been able to get four wins together, but
who knows? It might be possible here.
This would be a crucial time to do as we get ready to look towards tomorrow's ball game. Wilkin Prades will be facing off against Junior Tour on the mound, but this is a Rawhide team in the second half that we've been used to seeing. You got to think tomorrow's keys of the game have that same type of offense tomorrow night.
Yeah, Joey, have the same type of offense. We saw the Rawhide and runners in scoring position 4-for-7. You compare that into last weekend's game where we saw the Rawhide go 0-for-11 in some games. So this is a complete turnaround. Maybe it was Diamond Stadium. We've seen that. That's a place that's really hard to get some wins against. Lake Elsinore, they have the best winning percentage at home. So Rawhide now here, got home cooking, got their nice bed at home, so maybe you can help them get some wins together before they go on to some next big series.
Rawhide are back home. That's as important as it gets. They take the opening game of this six-game series against the Stockton Ports. Final score 7-3. Visalia, 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Meanwhile, for Stockton, 3 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. And it took us 2 hours and 26 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,082 fans. Tomorrow night, 6:30 first pitch, Justin and I will be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. And Wednesday night baseball also means Rawhide baseball on MyTV 53, so make sure to join us there as well. So until we talk tomorrow night, alongside Justin Brown, I'm Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Why can't I click anything?